Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We're up in the Father's house, amen. That's for sure. That song reminds me, I remember there was a pastor, and he was on an assignment in New York City, and he was there doing a conference. And after the conference, he went to a local place to eat, and it was open like till 3 in the morning. And so he went there, and it was like 12:30 at night. And he was eating, and he noticed all these women came in. They were all dressed, and, you know, they were prostitutes. And they were talking about each other and different things going on. And the one says, well, tomorrow's so-and-so's birthday, you know, and she'll be here in a minute. Well, she came in, and then he sat there and kept eating, and he was just listening to the conversation. Well, he went the next day and did the conference, but before the conference, he bought a big cake, and he talked to the owner. And said that those women come there every night. And she was the one who was going to have the birthday. It was a prostitute. Well, he came in and he got her name and put it on the cake. And brought the cake that night after his conference at 12:30. They sang happy birthday to her. And she just lost it. She said she'd never had a birthday cake ever in her life. And he welcomed her and just blessed her. And they had church right there. Isn't that amazing? That's the way it is. Everybody's broken. Everybody. Right? You too. Look at your neighbor and say, you too. We all need help, right? This idea that we're here and they're there, no. That's why everybody's welcome in this house, amen? I don't care if you were drunk last night, you're in the right place, right? God has a plan, and that's the good news, right? He has a plan for your life. And when you get in His plan, that business won't have any more room in your life, amen? But you don't want to contaminate what he's got, right? All right. I got to keep moving. Well, we've been talking about temptation, haven't we? I've had an interesting week. It's been kind of, you feel stuff swirling out there? In our government, the climate, you know, our political climate going on. Stuff happening, isn't there? Don't you feel that? I can sense it. It's crazy. But you know, we're the church, right? God said, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I'm going to tell you, all hell is coming against what you believe. And that's where you better understand and know what you do believe. Because it's going to be challenged. And I want you to listen to this. I just started reading a book called I Will Not Be Silent. We Will Not Be Silent by who? Irwin Erwin Lutzer. You ever heard of him? Yeah. He's a voice in the Christian community and a trusted voice. And he wrote this book, and I'm going to tell you, it's what's going on in our country. I just wanted to read this little excerpt out of there. It says, without the consent of the parents, the comprehensive sexuality education curriculum is being introduced in many schools in the United States. This curriculum was created by Planned Parenthood and the Sexual Information and Education Council of the United States of America, which was founded by a devout follower of Alfred Kinsey, a pedophile. This is a pedophile that has established this curriculum, who believed that children can be sexual from birth. And they're beginning to teach them. They have cartoons that are coming into your schools to teach your children about sex, starting at age 3. Huh? You better understand what's going on in our world today. Amen? We need to understand spiritually what's going on. Because if you don't, they're after your children. They are after your children. It's Marxism. You know, I'm not going to get into a big thing about this, but I am going to. Because listen, we need to understand this. And this is spiritual stuff. Your faith is being, there's an assault on what you believe. It's this Antichrist spirit that's coming against Christ and what our country was founded on. And so this is why the church, if we're going to be the church, we need to know what we believe and understand. Amen? Remember what we talked about last week? We talked about temptation and how temptation, the word temptation, means trial, test, or temptation. Remember? God will never lead you. God cannot tempt you. It says in James chapter 1, God cannot tempt you, nor will he tempt you. See that? So God cannot tempt you. Remember we talked about there's some things that God cannot do. He cannot tempt you, but you hear this, he cannot stop loving you. Isn't that good news? He can't stop loving you because he is love. And that's the good news. But he cannot tempt you. So think about this. If he can't tempt you, but now watch this. He leads you into places where you will be tempted to see what your response will be. You see, like that pastor, he led him to eat there. He didn't know all those prostitutes were coming in there, but God had an assignment for him. Are you seeing that? I did a wedding yesterday, and that's the type of thing I had going on. I saw some stuff. It was fun. Just, you know, a lot of there was like a motorcycle group there, and it was good, but challenging. Here's my point. I had to know who I was there, because I was being challenged by a lot of people, and that's okay. You see that? So what am I going to only do? Weddings where everybody comes up and they're all for you? And no. I like getting right in the middle of it. You know what I mean? I like to roll up my sleeves and get right in the thick of it and speak the gospel. You see that? That's where the gospel needs to be, because it's good news, right? You don't have to stay hurt and wounded and defeated. God has a plan for you, amen? One guy told me, I'm going to hell. That's what he said. He looked me in the face and said, I'm going to hell. And after I was done preaching, he says, I'm going to hell and so are you. Pedro, called me Pedro. Padre, he called me Padre. Get it straight, Fred, come on. Padre. You're going to hell. I said, no, I gave him a good smile. I said, nope. You won't find me there. I know where I'm going. I know who I am. I let him know that. And you know, I didn't have an attitude. I know who I am. I know. No. I had grace. You see that? And I had mercy for him. Because he's broken. Are you catching that? But you know what? If I didn't have that, I could have got a toed. You see that? I think I gave him something to think about. Are you listening to me? That's why he had to come up to me and tell me that again. You need so much. When you understand, you can start to read people. Not judge them, but your discernment comes up. You see that? The more God can trust you, he increases you understanding about people. You could just see he was hurt. He needed attention. Because he didn't get much from people. Am I making sense? I need to quit because it was all good. It was great. I loved it. I'd do it again tonight, tomorrow, whenever. Let's do another one. It's good stuff. At the close of it, when I made the announcement, they had motorcycles behind us and they started them all up, and man, it'd about blow your head off. You know, just it's so loud. You know, I liked loud. I wanted mine loud when I bought it. It had to be louder. I'm not even taking it home. But this was loud. Are you listening to me? Okay, we need to keep moving here. All right, now. We've been talking about spiritual understanding. And because, folks, I'm telling you, there is so much that even we as the church don't understand. And that's what we need to do. We need to grow and begin to really understand what's going on. In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, he says, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you and deliver you from the evil way. So this is why we need to understand. Because everything around us is becoming anti-Christ. And I'm not being I don't have my sweatpants on and my shirt with the mustard stains in the basement. Everything around you is coming against Christ. Am I making sense? And that's why you better understand who you are. And you better get some understanding. If you don't, you're going to be going through things and it's going to be passed on to your children. Because your children are looking at you. You see that? They're looking at you. And they're after your children. Huh? If you're not intentional and you're not helping them understand, they're after your children. Let's go to our vision and our foundational scripture, and I'm going to get started because I'm on a roll already. I'm excited. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing your kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for everyone here. We thank you for all you're doing in the body of Christ. We thank you for the church. We ask, Lord, you continue to teach us by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, just remove all the anxieties and busyness of the world. And just, Lord, as we come together, open our hearts to receive your word today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. So now let's look at this. Go back to verse 7, if you would, please. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. See, understanding comes from wisdom. It comes from wisdom. So when we have understanding, we got some wisdom. God is wisdom. You see? God is wisdom. Jesus is wisdom. Now, watch this. Exalt her. Who's her? Understanding. And she, understanding, will what? Promote you. Who's going to promote you? She, understanding. See that? That's what it's called. Understanding. That's what he's referring to as she, understanding. It's going to promote you. What's it going to promote? What's the word promote? Impact and influence on people. You're going to have impact and influence on people because you have some understanding. If you don't have understanding, you're not going to have impact and influence on the people that matter most to you. Now look what it says. See, a lot of people think that promote means I'm going to get promoted and be the head of a corporation. That may happen, but it's in reference to your influence and your impact on the kingdom of God here. That's what he's talking about. Solomon. Because Solomon prayed for wisdom and understanding. See that? Now watch this. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. She being understanding. You see, when you have understanding, you're going to give grace to people. People who are crude, rude. Am I making sense? People who are coming against you, saying things about your faith. And if you have understanding, you're not going to retaliate. You're going to give them mercy, and you're going to give them grace. You see that? But if you don't have something going with Christ, you won't have the grace to give them. And you won't have the mercy to give them. So guess what? It gets in you now. Now it's contaminating you. It's starting to infect you. The rejection brings an infection. You see, and people are rejecting Christ everywhere you go. It brings in an infection that will infect you and keep you from being effective because of your infection. Am I making sense? So, look what he says. An ornament of grace. Anybody had some people this week they needed to give grace to? I mean, you know? Well, you don't know who I work with. You know, they're just, you know, it don't matter. They're broken. Yeah, they're broken like you. And God is, see, here. I think this is so important. I'm going to repeat this. Remember, Moses, God told Moses, I want you to set my people free. Because they were in bondage and they were in slavery in Egypt. Says, go to, I want you to set them free. So he goes and he sets them free. They come out of Egypt. Now they're in the wilderness. They're in the wilderness and they're facing something they've never faced before. Well, it would be better they start to romanticize the past, the way it used to be. We had leeks to eat and cabbage to eat and onions and all this stuff to eat. And here we are in the wilderness, and we got this manna. That's all we got. They're complaining about what they're facing. You see, that's the way it is. That's the way it is all over the country. We're facing things in the United States that we've never faced before. So we got to quit romanticizing the past and face it head on because God is going to work good out of it. You see, because God's intentions are always for the good. Always for the good. How many times? Always for the good. He works all things together for the good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. You see that? You are where you are, on your job, in your family, in your neighborhood, in your school, wherever you are, for the purpose of God. And God is, the situation and the circumstance you're in is not for you to look around and echo all the problems. It's for you to find God's grace and mercy to give the people that are all around you. Did you get that? That's what it is. When you're complaining about the people you're working with, complaining about what's around you, you're failing the test. God has put you there because he says he's going to lead you into places where you will be tempted. He's put you there to see your response. That's why he says in Philippians chapter 2, do all things without murmuring and complaining, that you may be found blameless and harmless children of God in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you will shine as lights in this world. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 through 14. Maybe. You just have to look it up later. You need some understanding. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Folks, listen. That's why you're where you're at. God is seeing how you're going to respond. If your response isn't towards Christ, he can't use you. And he wants to use you. He wants to use you and use me to advance his kingdom. Remember Paul said, he said in from prison, he said, all these things happened to me for the furtherance of the gospel. And the word furtherance means a pioneer advancement. You're pioneering something that you've never been through before. You see that? You're pioneering something you've never been through before to advance God's kingdom. See that? See where the king is? Now he's in charge. You see that? That's why Paul said in prison, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. And let your gentleness be made known to all men that the Lord is at hand. That's what you're there for. You're on your job, you're in your family, wherever you are. The Lord is at hand here. I'm not going to blow a gasket. I'm not going to let your dysfunction cause me to respond with anger and lose what God is trying to develop in me. Am I making sense? Come on, am I making sense? That's how it is. Let's go to Matthew 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Now, you see what I'm saying? Who led him there? The Spirit. You see that? That's significant. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, and he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, it is written, again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. So you see? See how the devil kept coming back? If you are, he got him to question his identity. If you are the Son of God. You see that? And remember, there's three places that you're always going to be tempted. Remember, Jesus was tempted in all points, it says in Hebrews chapter 2. I believe it's verse 8. Now watch this. He says, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. In 1 John 2:14, do not love the world or the things in the world. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world is passing away. But whoever does the will of God will abide forever. That's what we're about. We want to understand the will of God. You see that? And we're not going to allow temptation to keep us from doing His will. We won't be silent, will we? Are you with me? Now, I want you to pay attention. Go with me to Matthew 3:16 real quick. When he had been baptized, meaning Jesus, now he was 30 years old. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. See this? Now, Jesus is 30 years old. He's getting ready to, he had never committed a miracle. He had never done ministry. He's being equipped for ministry. You see that? Some of you want to jump into ministry, and you haven't been equipped. You want to run out there, and you want to win the world. How do you know? I did that. I got saved, and I was going to get everybody saved. I was going to get the dog saved, the cow. I was getting them everything saved. Man, you're going to get saved if you get around me. You know, that's just how I was. But I made a lot of mistakes. But you see, we have to be equipped. The church is going to have to understand some things. That's what God is doing. He's equipping us through circumstances and situations, and He's looking at our responses. If we're still responding negative towards people, we're being, you know, cantankerous and ugly toward us, we're missing it. See that? Because here, Jesus said, pray for your enemies. Bless those who persecute you and despitefully use you. You can't do that if you're not in touch with Jesus. You see that? And when you start praying for people like that, God speaks to you and He'll whisper something to you about that person. And you'll have understanding about that person that you didn't have before. Because you are really having compassion and empathy for somebody that you wouldn't used to have empathy and compassion for. Am I making sense? That's the way it's going to have to be. We're being tested.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.